Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a long road trip, a tough series against the number one Wisconsin Badgers. What were some of the positives that you come from off of that weekend with?
Well, we've just our never quit mentality. You know, we battled right to the end. I thought, we might have had our best 10 minutes in the third period on Saturday. And, you know, obviously Kerrigan played extremely well for 120 minutes. I thought our penalty kill was really, really good. You know, other than that, it was certainly you go into every series wanting to get points, and that was the disappointing thing.
What was practice like yesterday as you got ready for this one?
You know, really good. We had a really good practice, and team's in a great mood. They're really excited. They were, I saw Jack Katz before we left. She just said, there's just a lot of excitement going on around here. And I said, what do you mean? She said, oh, a lot of singing and a lot of people are smiling and so on and so forth. So I think it's a combination of break, school's over, right? A lot of them are heading home. But coming over here to play in this venue, it's going to be really, really exciting. It's going to be a great environment. And how could you not be excited? You know, you walk in the locker room and there's all these posters that obviously elementary kids drew with their, you know, everybody has their own individual sign with their name and number on it. And so it's just really kind of a neat environment. It's kind of a neat feel to it. So I know our group's excited.
It's a non-conference single game matchup. Is it a good thing that this game doesn't count for league points, or nice just to have kind of a relaxed game here tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's, you go back to when North Dakota pulled the pin on the program, you know, now we're all scrambling to fill our schedules, and that, you know, that's four more games, and obviously one alternative is to fly out east, and that's just gets a doggone expensive. So we're all trying to get creative to try to find ways. You know, obviously the Minnesota Cup is starting this year. That's going to be a way that, four of the five Minnesota schools will get two games. You know, we did not get to participate in that this year, which is fine, but you know, we get to play in this game, and then we're also playing hockey in Minnesota. So those are our 33rd and 34th game of the year. You know, we actually added a series with Union right after the new year. Union was going to play in North Dakota. They had booked it that far out. So we just said, we'll play, and so they could keep their trip. And so that's our 34 game. So it's just a nice way to get to 34. But more importantly, it's just to be able to come and to bring WCHA Women's College Hockey to a venue that doesn't typically get to see it in a great hockey community like Brainerd. It's just going to be really, really exciting, I think, for both teams.
What does it take to get picked as a team to participate in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game?
I've known Doug Johnson for a long time. He reached out to me last year or prior to last year about playing in last year's Hall of Fame game down in Isani, and we said absolutely, because again we're looking for those extra games. And so then he said, would you be interested in doing it again this year? And I know he was looking at Hayward, Wisconsin as a potential site with the University of Wisconsin playing, but they just could never connect, and so he reached out to Brainerd, and Brainerd said absolutely, we'd absolutely love to host. And fortunately Eric was looking for a game at St. Cloud State, so it just worked out. You know, we're about the same in terms of the drive here, St. Cloud and Bemidji. So it worked out really, really well for both of us.
How special is it for your team to be part of this?
Really special. You know, not just the fact that, you're playing in this game, the Hall of Fame game and everything that goes with the Hall of Fame. And we're going to have two Olympians here tonight from the 1980 team, Buzzy Schneider and Billy Baker. But the fact that we are in a community, there's a fundraiser going on. There's a opportunity to raise funds for an organization that could really obviously use the help. So to be a part of that, and then at the same time to help grow the game, you're going to see a lot of young hockey players here, a lot of young girls watching this game. So how exciting it will be for them, and it's just an opportunity, like I said, to grow and expand our great game.
Proceeds tonight go to the Sharing Bread Soup Kitchen here in Brainerd. For your players, what does it mean knowing that they're playing for something bigger than themselves?
You know, they get it. You know, they know that there's a lot that goes into the game in terms of just playing. But certainly when the puck drops, then it's just the hockey. I mean, they're go mode. But it's the pregame stuff and the postgame stuff that they realize that it's a little bit more than just your regular game, and they'll certainly enjoy it.
What do you know about St. Cloud State this year coming into this one?
They're having a good year. They started off with a sweep over RIT, I believe it was. They've got wins over Duluth, Mankato, played Ohio State extremely tough down at Ohio State. Ran into a buzzsaw, obviously, with Minnesota, but First and foremost, they have great goaltending. It doesn't matter which of the two goalies plays, both of them are outstanding. And they've got some very skilled forwards. They've got some, obviously, Klug is back. She'd been out for a while. She's a talented player from Germany. They also have a young lady from Finland that was just part of the Finnish national team at the Four Nations Cup. Very skilled player, so they're good. They're playing well, you know, and Eric likes to get up and down the ice, so we know we're going to have our hands full.
Well, your team is the winner of last year's Hall of Fame game. What's it going to take to win this one?
Yeah, well, I think a good start is really, really going to be important. You know, the biggest thing is just playing our game. You know, we have not played this team. We haven't done a whole lot of film work because of the quick turnaround. But, you know, again, it's a WCHA opponent. We know that we're going to have to be at the top of our game. And like I told them, one, there's hardware on the line, so let's see if we can't win it. Two, what a great way to go into the Thanksgiving break with coming out of here with a victory. And third, sending a message to them, you know what, this is what you're going to see, weekend after this coming weekend when you come back to our place. So anytime you strap on the boots and put on that sweater, you want to go out and represent our great university and our community and our program with our best effort.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll catch you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.